So Mr. Ahmed said what I don't usually hear, which is that we got a global system that's breaking down. And as a result, that there is a robust response in what is called the core nations. And he's focusing on the US and the UK, but throw in Germany, please. those three haven't been working together for this many centuries for nothing. To preserve what I'm sure they would call civilization. But do we call it this is a key question. And is whatever it is coterminous with class is another. And how do we commoners achieve greater clarity on this when the word class is never spoken of as defining of the global system, the basic paradigm into which we pound our lives, which we do by training, not by leaning, not by seeking what makes us happy. We've been living our lives by rote response to a training based in fear and coercion. So of course, over its course, we but descend into confusion, because the truth we never hear is that we need each other to learn to care, and that it's only in caring that we can be fully human. And the terms of eat or be eaten do not allow this. And we've talked about how that's the terms, whether you're looking at the political system or the economic system, it is all one. It's called class. So these two pieces by Mr. Ahmed present an interesting juxtaposition, I think. Doom and gloom, followed by upbeat, a tactic power in all its guises gravitates to, a pattern in which the beating is followed by the honeymoon. The grim cop leaves. The friendly face comes. We know the actors, but who's the audience?